This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
5 o'clock, Tigers, another dub. Scooble, another great performance. Bullpen, another Nolan Ryan coming out. Today it was Bo Brisky for a 6-out save. So here's the question. Rico and I have been pretty convinced here for a couple days. This thing's done. They're in. Kenny's not. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people are nervous. A lot of people just don't want to believe that it's happening, and that's fine. But here's what the topic today. Because how far can they take it? I was saving for tomorrow because I have a presentation. But here's my thing. If you stop viewing it that you have anything to lose, you'll get way more enjoyment out of it. I'll say it to you again. What the Tigers are about to do, it's only the second time in 150 years of Major League Baseball that it's been done. It's the first time in 51 seasons. You never had anything to lose. You had a Powerball ticket. You had a 0.1% chance on August 11th of making the playoffs. Powerball. Anyone saying they expected this is the equivalent of saying live from a 7-Eleven, "Oh, I can see it now. I'm winning the lottery today." No, you're not. You're a crackhead. So my point to you...
Both things could be true.
Right. So there's nothing to lose. So savor the last innocence you're going to have as a Tiger fan, because starting next year, expectation is going to change how you watch your team. Just like it's changed. Think of the joy you felt as a Lions fan last year. Just think about it. Close your eyes for a minute. Think about it. It was amazing. Because Rico and I, from February, I said, "You're winning the North. We're winning a home playoff game." At one point, that was outlandish to some. But then by the time it started happening, think of the ride and the joy and the excitement, the innocence of it. Now, think about what it's like now. Lions fans complaining about winning by double figures at Arizona because it didn't look sexy enough.
Didn't feel right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think Kenny's costing himself a lot of joy, but he'll make up for it with slick back hair and 3 daiquiris. Only 2 will be in his hands. I'll leave to imagination what the third one is. So my point is, if you're not convinced, what's it going to take? And how far they can take it, I'm going to tell you tomorrow.
But see, I think Kenny and his fan base, the people like Kenny, it's what happened in between, Mike. They're still jaded by the wings. You have to let it go. It was a ride that it ended up crashing and burning. That's okay. You're there. And here's the beauty of it. The baseball gods have gifted you the worst team maybe in baseball history to finish up with. You're not playing some red hot team that, like, man, maybe we win one. Right now, you could already set Scooble aside and just have the traveling secretary figure out what location we're traveling to. Or maybe you stay here at Comerica Park if you just don't lose another game. But you're in. Kenny, congratulations. Your Tigers are in.
Just enjoy yourself, Kenneth. No.
I'm enjoying myself just fine. I'm at like an 80% therein. Don't mistake my, you know, not 100% conviction as nervousness. I'm enjoying
this. You use the term scared, Kenneth.
I never once said the word scared.
Kenneth.
Rico used a word that I did like. He said jaded. That's exactly what it is. I'm jaded from the Red Wings. I'm not nervous or thinking that they're going to miss
it. But the difference is the Red Wings were in a position of expectation. You're not.
Yeah, they're the Twins right now. They're falling. They're pulling their hair out right now.
That's right.
No.
And again, here's the other thing, Kenny. The Tigers could do exactly what they're doing right now in 99 out of 100 seasons and would never be in this position because it required a complete and utter free fall in the worst bottom of the American League you'll ever see. Yep. Ever. Normally, it will take 87 or 88 to make the wild card. This year, I'm pretty sure 85 will get it done. And it took the Twins going, what, 11-24 or whatever it is, over a 35-game stretch. It took the Royals losing 8 out of 9, an 0-6 homestand. Look, savor it. You're in. Open your calendar next Tuesday. Tell me what you want for catered lunch, and I got you. Unless you're taking the day off, you want to go to the game. We can make that happen, too.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Whatever you want. But you're in.
You flying them out to Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that.
Little crab cakes.
It's a one-way ticket. But yeah, I mean, it's you know. They're going to be hosting a playoff series. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. David, relax. I'm having fun.
Wheel.
I'm having fun with the people.
No, but what I was going to say is it's funny because before the season, we talked about how bad this division was supposed to be, was going to be. And it took a while. It took the last 2 months of the season for it to actually show its face. And the Twins and the Royals just falling by the wayside. It took a long time for it to happen, but it happened and the Tigers took advantage of it.
Historically bad.
Yes.
I mean, right. Mike, I mean, it's a great point because even if the Tigers are doing what they're doing, it would be deemed too little too late.
Like, right, you should still be five games out.
This is where we would be angry.
That's crazy.
This is where we would be angry when we go back and we would parse through the season and say, remember that game and that game.
You Baez win those three games. Second.
Right, you win those three games and you're in. But not only did they start, they become the hottest team, just an epic. Look, winning and losing, they're both contagious.
Is it insulting? Okay, I'm asking this because I'm being genuine. I don't want people to be upset, but like, is it insulting to say this is Major League? I mean, no, you didn't find Willie Mays Hayes, but like, you know, there's no Joe Budal in but this is essentially a lot of nobodies. I mean, when you're bringing up guys who can't be quality in the minors and they come up here to turn into Mariano Rivera, that's kind of like Major League. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, some of your core is legit. Like Riley Green is legit. Kerry Carpenter absolutely is a bat you're going to have here. You know, Colt Keith will be here. But there still are plenty of guys in this lineup that are, come on, who are we kidding? They're backups for other teams, but they're doing enough. I mean, Zach McKinstry's nobody. But in every, like these big spots, and you're like, oh, no, not McKinstry. Double.
But see, that's why I say it's contagious. They believe they're going to win.
Yeah.
They don't realize I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not really that good. Why? Because if I see my teammate doing it, I want to help out too. I want to do my part. It's contagious. The same disease is in Minnesota. It's just the antithesis of this, where they can't get out of each other's way. They can't. They don't want to go to the plate. They don't want to go to the mound because they figure, I don't want to be the one to screw this up tonight.
They've made history in a different way. They are the first. I saw this on ESPN yesterday. They are the first baseball team to successfully shove their head up their collective ass. It's going to have to be surgically removed. Honestly, Baldelli should be fired. And those players should be given free rounds of golf because that's all they've wanted to do for a month. We're going to get to your phone calls. David on the ticket text. We got a full rack. We're going to go to the people. If you're not convinced, what's it going to take? And tomorrow we are going to mix in some college football, but the Tigers are going to be a storyline from now until they're not. And it's how far can they take it? And I've got some ideas. I do. I just wanted to do this because Kenny was very scared, and I don't like seeing Kenny that way. It bothers me. David, ticket text.
It'll be an utter disappointment at this point if they don't get in. At worst, I see the Tigers going 4-1 to finish. Twins have to run the table. I doubt that's possible unless the Orioles just tank the final series. Tigers are going to the ALCS. They'll beat whoever they play in the wild card, and the Yankees can't win a playoff series against the Tigers. Watch the game at a bar in Windsor, and even the Canadians say the voodoo is real. Sean from Ann Arbor. Tigers are going to the playoffs. Royals, Twins, and Orioles stink. That is Joe from Clinton Township.
No, they all have. I mean, first of all, the Twins have no heart. But they all have fatal flaws. And whether it's injuries, no rotation, no heart, none of those teams should want to see you. Now, I don't think you can say that about Yankees or Cleveland and maybe Houston, but in the here and now, I don't even view these teams as a threat. Especially, you've just played the Orioles head up over the course of six games and taken 4 out of 6. Go ahead. You think the Orioles are excited to throw out Maury Povich in a playoff series? What the hell are we talking about here? Yeah, they got Corbin Burns. They don't have much else.
I actually see if you played them, game one would go similar to today. You'd end up winning it 2-1.
There you go.
And now you're putting them in the pressure cooker.
There you go. Done. Speaking into existence. You got the direct line to JC. Make it happen.
I can't tell you what's going to happen because you wouldn't want to watch.
248-539-9797. Your phone calls are coming up next. 97.1.